BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Cornelius.
Cornelius was a military officer in the Roman army. He was a good man who worshiped God. An angel appeared to him and said, "Cornelius, God has heard your prayers. Send men to Joppa, to the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea. There they'll find a man called Peter, and he'll tell you what to do." With that, the angel disappeared. Immediately, Cornelius sent men to Joppa. They arrived the next day around noon. Before they got there, Peter went up to the open roof to pray. He was waiting for the noon meal. Suddenly, he became extremely hungry and fell into a trance. He saw the heavens open and a large sheet come down. In it were all kinds of animals that Jews weren't allowed to eat. A voice said, "Peter, get up, kill one of these animals and eat it."
Lord, you know I've never eaten anything common or unclean."
The voice said, "When God has made something clean, never call it common or unclean." This happened a second time, and then a third. Then the sheet went back into heaven. Peter woke up and was confused about what this vision meant. At that moment, the men from Cornelius were at the gate. The Holy Spirit said, "I've sent these men to you. Don't hesitate to go with them." Peter went down and greeted the men. They told him about Cornelius, and he agreed to go with them. In the morning, he took several believers, and they started on their trip. They arrived the next day, and Cornelius ran to meet them. He fell down in front of Peter and started to worship him. Peter said, "Stand up! I'm just a man!" He went into Cornelius' home and saw that he had invited others to be there so they could hear God's message. Peter said to the group, "God revealed to me that he has opened the door and is now calling people from other nations to himself. Therefore, I'll tell you the message that was given to Israel. It is that Jesus Christ is Lord of all." He then told him about Jesus and his miracles. He described how the Jewish leaders killed him, but God raised him from the dead. Peter said, "Everyone who puts their faith in Jesus will receive forgiveness of sins." As soon as he said those words, the Holy Spirit filled every person in the house. This shocked the Jewish believers when they saw that the gift of the Holy Spirit was given to Gentiles. Peter turned to them and said, "Is there any reason why we shouldn't baptize these people?" They all agreed, so the new believers were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, news of this quickly spread to believers throughout the nation. The leadership in Jerusalem asked Peter, "You stayed in the home of Gentiles and even ate meals with them?" Peter explained exactly what happened. He concluded by saying, "God gave them the same gift of the Holy Spirit he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. How could I fight against God?" The believers in Jerusalem had no argument when they heard this. They said, "God has given forgiveness of sins and eternal life to Gentiles."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.